Okay, good morning, everybody. We're going to continue with Elisha. I would like to end. I mean, we're never going to end. There's really, you could spend a lot of time on Elisha, but we have to move on. There's one more sugya that deals potentially with Elisha that I would like to see today, and that will lead us to today's topic. If you take a look on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Aleph, which I have to admit, when you see the layout of the Daf, you'd be like, wow, this is an interesting layout. Not done since you're not using Panarigo, not Chosa Daf. It's like a, you know, you don't see that layout too often, where there's zero Tosfos on the page. And very narrow, huh? It looks like a Tetris piece. There you go. Okay. All right. Yeah. So take a look at the Gemara on Kuf Mem. Now, to find the line, do you see where it says Rashi Gemara? If you go to the left, there's Ki Hai Itmar. Okay. You see it? Oh, Natan.
I found it.
Okay. So be careful. There's only one Ki Hai Itmar. Fine. That Lashon is only once. Right. There's a few Itmars Hardals. That's why.
There's 17 keys.
The 17 keys?
Not all the same words. Some of them are in other words.
Yeah. So, yeah, doing a search. Okay, fine. Let's read this together. Chardal. Shela show. So this is why this is our case. Because now, what's Chardal? Chardal?
Mustard
seeds. Right? As opposed to, in modern Hebrew, they call Chardal mustard. I don't know what they call mustard seeds in modern Hebrew.
I've never seen a mustard seed.
Oh, there's a reason why you might come here today.
Because we're going to see a word that I actually don't know what it means. I have to look it up. What?
One of the mustards that have like seeds in
them. Good. You know,
like, I learned about some food items last night when I was preparing. Because I did not have a clue what this was, and I had to look it up online. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Me'erushabas l'machar. Okay, so again, what happens here? We needed this chardal, me'erushabas. So, what happens? L'machar mimacho. The next day, what can we do with it? Mimacho. We can. What's mimacho? What can we do with this? So again, on Friday, I took mustard seeds, and I needed it. Mistama with water. And then what did I do? The next day, what's the next day? That's called Shabbos, right? If you do something on Erev Shabbos, the next day is called Shabbos. I did Mimacho. So I hit it. I kind of beat it up together. Bain biyad, bain bikli. I'm allowed to kind of mix it, smash it up together. It doesn't matter if I use my hand or with a vessel. The no sin le toch dvash. Oh, so I'm mixing it. I'm beating it up again with dvash, I guess. And again, I apologize for not knowing the culinary foods necessarily of the ancient world. But I guess mustard and honey, which I, to be very honest, would not be two foods that I would... Sweet honey mustard. Yeah, joking. Right? Honey mustard, of course. That's, right? That's a common, no? It's like a famous Dijon or whatever, right? Okay? Honey mustard is a famous dish. So I can show, sometimes, you know. So I was growing up, I never heard of honey mustard. Honey mustard's only been around for, I think, 20 years or so. But we see that in the... Oh. So the Gemara goes on and says that you'd be allowed to mix it together with make this honey mustard, which sounds delicious. However, velodiatrof... But what are you not allowed to do? So, I don't know. So, look at Rashi. Rashi says, so again, you can add on Erev Shabbos. This is very important. On Erev Shabbos, you took mustard seeds and you kneaded them, I'm assuming with water. Then on Shabbos, you added honey and you made honey mustard. Okay? Oh, very good. Okay, very good. Very good. And then what happens is... Velo Yitrof, you're not allowed to Yitrof. So what's Yitrof? Rashi. So Rashi is found at the top of the line. Sorry, I don't know why I said top of the line. The bottom line of the longer lines. Kederech shetorfin beitzin bekara. Which is going to be part of our topic today. So now, what do people do? The people take eggs, and what do they do with eggs on these dishes? They whip them.
Making egg salad.
Oh,
feeding,
no? So wait, beating, right? Probably beating with like whipping eggs.
Are you talking about rye or are you talking about making egg salad?
Will you tell me? Read this. Derech trefa shemacha bekoach. So probably whipping,
yeah.
Right? Originally, when I first read it, I thought it was maybe egg salad, but I don't know if you'd ever call making egg salad bekoach. I don't know if you'd ever such a... No. As opposed to whipping, I think the English word is called whipping eggs or something.
Egg salad.
What was that?
Egg salad.
Unless you want smooth egg salad, sometimes smooth, there's homochlekes, how smooth was your egg salad? Those are the days when you have like a good shashuris. Now you're lucky if you can get lunch in before in Mincha, right? Okay, one day, soon, the days are getting a little bit longer. So the Gemara makes a stipulation, you're allowed to mix in these mustard seeds, but don't whip them. Okay, what is going on here? So let's just continue reading, because let's just finish the next line. Although I won't add too much, but I learned something about food. Shachalayim sheshachkan. So I was like, I don't know what this means. Then I looked up in Rashi, Kirishin vayu shochakin osam b'mayim. I'm like, what are they? So these are called grits. I looked them up and I went online, and it's called a grit dish. What is it made out of? Sounds delicious. Grits is a food made from a dish of boiled cornmeal. Apparently, it's treated, okay, whatever. There's all these fancy words which I don't understand. It's a breakfast, but then you add flavoring to it. There's cheese grits, best ever cheese grit, how to make cheese grit recipes, okay? Anyway, grits are made from a less sweet, starchy variety of corn, such as dent corn. The corn goes through a type of processing that soaks the dried grains in lye or other alkali for several days, which removes the hard hull. The resulting grain is referred to as hominy. Okay, I think it sounds like a good like Quebec dish or something. Northern Ontario, I don't know, some... Anyways, whatever it is. But I know... What?
It's like big in the south.
It's big in the south? Yeah? Okay, there you go. It's in the south. I didn't know that. I don't have my southern drawl, but I guess I'd be very appropriate to do it right now. So, again, this is very similar to chardal, meaning there's some type of, again, a processed grain of some sort, right, or granular thing. In this case, it's corn. And what? So again, the Brisa goes on to say, same idea. Shachka Merav Shabbos, Besog Merav Shabbos, Lamachar Nosan Zochan Shemen V'Chometz. So on Shabbos, you can add to it oil, or you can add to it, you know, vinegar of some sort. Okay, so again, it's the same. Again, you can mix up together. You can't beat it up too much. Okay, so very similar between them. But I just wanted to finish it in its entirety. That was a second case, but it's a similar principle. Okay. So the question we have to figure out is, what's going on here? So Natan said something which is very interesting. Natan said, can we learn from here that there's this principle called Ein Lash Achar Lash? So what do you mean by that, Natan?
Like, it's a very lash. You continue beating, even if you add stuff to it, it still already happens. You can't be over it.
So then the question is, though, why can't you Yitrov? Why can't you beat it up to smithereens?
It would be like the ui, like you're being lash. People think you're allowed to do lash. They see you aggressively doing something.
So it's a maranaj?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
A little bit.
Combat.
You can live with that. You can live with that, right? You can live with that. Meaning, mikaradin, you're allowed to still do something to it. Now, is this considered a good shinui if you can do a biyad or bakli?
No.
No. So we see that mikaradin, you can really do lash. Don't beat it up too much. Maybe it's tircha yasera, maybe it looks too much like it. Okay, but really you'd be allowed to, doesn't say you need to do a shinui, right? So you can, the pashut of the Gemara is, if you've done something on Erev Shabbos. Now, by the way, and what about if you didn't do it on Erev Shabbos? If you didn't pre-lash this item, then you would not be allowed to do it on Shabbos, right? Oh, so careful. Might only be the Rabbanan. Right? Might only be the Rabbanan. Because remember, you'll see why it might be the Rabbanan. It might be the same as Kittita. might be, right? Because it's not your real, it's not, you can't tell me it's your real doughy, pasty thing. Remember last week, which I made that distinction. It's not your flour, it's not your flour. You can't tell me it's like you're kneading mamish like a dough. This is like a cornmeal. Cornmeal, this is like a mustard seed, right? Type of items. Okay. With that, take a look at the handout that you have in front of you, please. So, the Bir Halacha here is not very happy. Yachal Arvo, I am Mishnah Bura. Oh. Go to the last line. Second two words, last one. V'chein hu pashu. Okay, last two words. U'pirash shulchan aruch de'im nis'arev mi'ba'od yom. So what happens if you already pre-mixed it mi'ba'od yom, meaning on Friday? This is going to be mamash our case. Hainu, hayesh, right? So again, the bir halacha is referring to a case where this is a, again, like a mustard seed or some sort, right? Like, not flour. This is like more like our case. And he says, quotes, our Gemara, and he's army bar yom, hainu, hayish, ormim, shebesov, the zain, ayin, in the Beis Yosef, the mochiachim, bepshisus, umashma, da filo sos, beshabes, belila, ava, hitiru, gamkin, bofen ze, shein torach, pekach. I just realized something. Did I read the wrong? Is that what you had? Oh, fine. Okay, good. I realize that I have two different versions in front of me. In Torah Pekach, meaning that the Bir Halacha is telling us that in this situation, he quotes a Shulchan Aruch, that if you did it ahead of time, you'd be allowed to do it. Ubemes, and he's not happy with this. Tzarich iyun gadol bazeh. Heach hitiru chazal etzem hagibul tuhu yisur doraisa. Comes along the Bir Halacha, he's unhappy. How did the rabbis permit this? Isn't this gibul? Meaning, aren't we on Shabbos day making this gibul? What's gibul? Gibul is kneading, right? Aren't we doing kneading? And this is already shinui. This is not a shinui. I asked you guys, this is a shinui. You said, no, this is not a shinui. I agree. He calls this is a shinui mu'ad, because I guess it's not, you're not beating it up. You're just mixing a little bit. How's that? Hainu she'enu toraf bekoach. So the bir halacha is not happy. But guess what? No one's happy with this bir halacha. Because I just read you the Gemara. The pashut of the Gemara is you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it. So with this, now you'll appreciate the next line underneath. Chardal shalashu mer Shabbos lam, right? Mamash is a quote from our Gemara. Lamachar yachol arvo hein biyad hein bekli. V'no sil nesochot vash. V'lo yitrof larvo bekoach. So our Shulchan Aruch literally quotes our Gemara. The Bir Halacha might not be very happy with it. Probably should have put the Shulchan Aruch before the Bir Halacha. I apologize, right? But that's the Bir Halacha is not happy with our Gemara. But the Pashut of Gemara, and everyone now has to figure out why does the Gemara permit it? So Natan offered a very simple explanation. Ain lash shachar lash. Once you do a little bit of lash, no such thing as extra lash, second lash. But so that phrase is super famous by which concept? By Bishul. Everyone knows Ain Bishul lachar Bishul. Right. That's like the famous catchphrase. Right. So Ain lash shachar lash. Perhaps based on this brisa that is codified lahalacha that no one seems to, by the way, no one argues on this. It seems to be accepted. The question is, what's the svara behind it? Okay. If you take a look at Sif Tet Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch, he continues to quote, I don't know why he broke up this in Sifim, but he did. Shechalim, so which are these grits. Shedach on Erev Shabbos. Again, you're crushed and you're pulverized on Erev Shabbos. Lamachar, the next day, no sin, yayin v'chometz. Again, v'lo yitrof, ela ma'arev. V'chein shum shedach on Erev. Again, so I don't know why you have to list all these as examples. Why isn't one sufficient? But what is similar This is cool. What's similar with a mustard seed, a grit, and onions? Not onions. Garlic. What?
Almond flood grit.
What's similar with all these items? Are these the same as apples? Are these the same as potatoes? I mean, is he trying to say are all vegetables? Or no, it's just something that makes these common or similar?
Well, they're all like sort of granular, and you mince them. Well,
okay, you
garlic.
Right.
And pulverize the other two.
Is this like, would a cucumber be the same as this?
You know, pulverize.
What do you mean?
You don't eat these stuff by themselves.
By themselves, they're not really edible. No one really eats raw garlic pieces. You don't really eat them. Mustard seeds? No, but you can't compare mustard today. There's processors, chemicals, right? Not Chazal, man. They weren't squeezing Dijon mustard from bottles,
mustard,
right?
Now, it's like you got like the little circles.
Yes, it's yes.
It's not a smooth thing.
Right. It adds to the experience. Yeah. Right. As opposed to when you put mustard like at a stadium, right? That's like that. Right, but that's already... How much? What percentage that is really mustard? Very little, right? Like 10%, maybe even less, right? Very little. Right? So all these things by themselves are not really edible. You need to do something to them to eat. And they all come from an item that has like a shell around them. They're all like pulled. You have to remove their husk, remove their covering, or remove their... Right? Right? All of them have that same component to them. Okay. Okay, let's continue reading in the Shulchan Aruch. Madlim pul v'garsin leitzvah. Fine. Go to the Ramah. Haga. V'yesh omrim delo yarev bekaf. Ela b'yad. All of a sudden, the Ramah here says there's a yesh omrim. Now, explain to me, why is there a yesh omrim? Second line there, in Sif Tet Zayin. Why is there a yesh omrim delo yarev bekaf? Ela b'yad. Why? And who does he quote this in the name of? Or Zeruah and the Mordechai? Why? So here's my question. Let's go back to what we've been learning the past few weeks. Machlokes. There's a machlokes when it comes to Lash between which two opinions? Rebbe and Yossi Bar Yehuda. Remember, Sephardic postgame generally are assuming Halacha Yossi Bar Yehuda. That definition of Lash is only when you what? Mamish mix it all together. According to Rebbe, what does Rebbe hold? What's Lash? Just adding the water violates the derice of Lash. Therefore, by adding any liquid, you're violated the Isser, and you would not, doesn't matter if Ma'arev La'at, Ma'arev quickly, according to Rebbe, that would always be a problem. So this is the Shita that's Machmir for Rebbe, and the Ramah is Choshesh for that, always, and always in the Yesh Omrim. So that would be perhaps the rationale. Meaning, this Gemara and Kuf Mem is not according to Rebbe. It can't be according to Rebbe. It's according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. And therefore, since these opinions, albeit minority opinions, are choshesh with the Shita of Rebbe, because of that, Ramah cites it as Yesh Omrim to be Machmir. Oh, but if you use a Shinoi, he matters it. What's the Shinoi? Biyad. With a Kaf, is not a Shinoi. So if you with a Shinoi, it'd be permitted, which is why they're bringing the Yesh Omrim with a Shinoi to permit it. Okay? So, that's... What?
Messy.
Yes. Now, here's what's important, though. Mikara din, we do hold like Rav Bar Yehuda. The Ramah is, and other poskim who are machmir, we want to be choshesh with Shita of Rebbe, again, because the Gemara itself is not machmir. That's why they're machmir. That being said, the Rishonim are split, including Shulchan Aruch, is make like Rav Bar Yehuda. Okay. The Yesh Omrim, Tahad Deshari La'arev Mashke Bechardal, okay, and that is, you're allowed to stir it up only if you've done something in advance, and that's based on, I looked it up, the Sefer Truma and the Smug, that's opinion. Okay, aval b'Shabbos asur latet mashke b'chardal b'shum, Shu'im mishum lash. So katush, you're not even, so on Shabbos itself, if you didn't pre-lash anything, pre-mix, pre-prepare, Shabbos itself, you cannot do anything. Okay? So, only if you do it in advance. Vim no sen ochel tchila, but what about for the food? V'acharka chachomets, or yagin ma'arav ba'etzbao shari. Why? Because that the havi shinoi kimo b'shitata, the la'ayel that we did last week, right? However, if you flip around the order, remember, or you change the way you mix it, that's a shinui, ashuner matters it on Shabbos lecha tchila. But to do it regularly, to mamish mix things up regularly with a kli, that would be a problem. You need a shinui. V'chein nogin lahater ayde shinui. Malcolm should darko lasos kach b'chol. If that's the order that you do it on chol, yitim b'shabbos achom etzchil hagachol. So the rule is, we discussed it last week, you need to do a shinui in the order. Whatever is the regular way of doing it, just flip it to do on Shabbos. That's enough of a shinui. Nice. Okay. Now, despite the fact that the, you know, to me though, this is a machmir, a chumra of the smag and the sefer truma, because the gemara seems to be that the matarit, again, the bichosh shlishita, probably of Rebbe. Okay. Wonderful. Next. Do you have to say ain? Is there another way to matter it besides ain lash achar lash? Is there another sefarat to say why is it permissible because you've already done lash to it? Or can you come, actually before we do that, what would be the svara to say ain lash achar lash? What's the rationale behind it?
You're not doing the same. It's doing lash. The secondary lash is not having the effect of.
Do we say in borer achar borer?
No, like in bishul achar bishul is because it's very cooked. Yes, it's being more, it's really just being more kosh. It's not being cooked again. This is just now getting more kosh.
It's not like creative necessarily.
Right, so your creative act, meaning the creativity has been done. We've already done lash. We've done bishul. Just like we have an item that's cooked, you can't. No, cooking an item more that's cooked might make it harder, might make it more fully cooked, but it's not enough of a tangible difference. So that's what you'd have to argue by lush as well. That by lush as well, once you've already started taking two items and mixed them together, so now you're adding another item to it. It's already been mixed together with something from Erev Shabbos. So adding a third item or taking this new composite that you created on Friday and adding something else to it that you're stirring together, you've already created a mixture of something. But it's a bit of a chiddush because when it comes to a mixture, in theory, if I have two items, I combine them together and I need them. Now, in theory, I could take another item and need it with it, no? He's trying to say that's not a transformative enough of an experience to the food item, right? Once I've created something that's a needed mixture, to now take a third item and to combine it, now that's a threesome, so to speak, that's, he says, is not, okay, that would have to be maybe potentially the svara behind it. That might be the svara behind it. You can also argue, and this is important, is when we talk about what is lush, so the moment I take something, and here's, I think, what we talked about, we mentioned, can you eat a mustard seed? Not really. Can you eat a piece of garlic? Not really. But now that you've done this lush on Erev Shabbos, it's now edible. So once you created something that's edible, by the way, this could also be the svar of bishul. It's not that you haven't done anything creative, but you've taken raw chicken, and now that your chicken is edible, you made it more edible? No such thing as, once it's edible, it's edible. You follow? So in many ways, it's tikkun ha'ochel. Once you're metaking the ochel, I have ochel. So now it's better ochel. But what is better ochel? It's ochel. So once I've created my food on Erev Shabbos, if I add my third, because if you just argue with me, if you want to tell me that lash is just about combining things, so I could tell him, what are you talking about? I now have a new item, I'm adding something to it on Shabbos, that should be lash. But if you're telling me that lash is all about creating food,